We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top. We're smack in the middle of a sugya, where Shmuel said a memra that Kol Shebechatas Mesa bePesach is Karav Shlamim, and Kol Shebechatas Roya bePesach is Roya. So we're trying to it's alluding to us exactly what it means. So this is a final pshat. I'll tell you a pshat. Elo Shmuel Karav Shimon Svilei Doma Chomesh Chatoyes Mesois. Shmuel holds like Shimon. Shimon holds that Chomish Chatas Meisos is across the board. He holds that it's always, you always say Chatas Meisos. Means any extra Chatas, basically, any way you find it, it'll be Meisos. And therefore, we're going to say that Pshat is like this. If you think about it, every single Avuda, every single thing that's lost, that's a Karvan Pesach, is always Karvan Shlomim. Our Kasha was that we had a case where Marfis Tuva Achrayis, in that case, it would be Roye by Chatos, and even though I passed out be Shlomim, that was the kasha. So answer, don't go to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was, even if you're marfish two lachrayas, anytime you have two chatoyas, one of them is mesa, and therefore it's very understandable, the klal is that Pesach is kar of Shlomim. That's the klal. The problem is, the second half of Shmuel will be problem solved. The second half of Shmuel said, call the Pesach roya, call the chatos roya, Pesach roya, that's not going to work. So let's read it inside. El Shmuel, Rav Shimon, Svile, the Amma, Chomish chatos mesa is always. Break the Gemara, roya, Rav Shimon, less like klal. He doesn't hold the roya at all. So tomorrow you're right. We have to take out the roya from Shmuel. Shmuel nami chod ka'amar. Only there's one klal. Kol shvachatos mesa bepesa karav shlom. Ein chaz mesa bepesa karav shlom. Umayke mash malah. So what's the chiddush then? Lafuka Rabbi Yechonon. Remember Rabbi Yechonon argued on Shmuel. We said we will explain this. We'll explain it now. Umayke mash malah. Lafuka Rabbi Yechonon. To amar ein a pesa karav shlomim el shenimtza achas shchita. Av koydem shchita loy. Which means like this. We're saying every chatas mesa and every case by Pesach is karav shlom. Now what happens if it's a real avuda, which means after you didn't find it till after chatzos. Now you find it after chatzos. So Shmuel said, that's karav shlom because b'shas chatzos, it wasn't here. But Rav Yechonon comes and argues. He says, it's not telling chatzos, it's telling shas shchita of Pesach. If it's still roya for shchita for that, then it is dochi and it is roya. So Rav Yechonon holds that if it's found before Shchita, it's Takadochi. And Shmuel is saying, no, Karav Shlomim, it's called Lafuke Rav Yechonon. Let's see inside one time. Maikamash Lafuke Rav Yechonon. Rav Yechonon says, oh, Ma'ina Pesach Karav Shlomim, El Shim Tzach HaShchita. Always found after Shchita, because it's not Dochi. I'm a Koidim Shchita, if it's found before Shchita, and I go ahead and not Shechit this one, Loi. Alma Yisifi Rav Yechonon, Shchita Kava. Kemash Lon Shmuel says, no, Chatzois Kava. He holds Chatzois is Koiveya. So that's the bottom line, that according to Shmuel, Chatzos is Kaveh, according to Rabbi Yechonon, Shchita is Kaveh, and that's the Machlokes, and he's only talking about the case of Chatzos Meisos, not talking about Roya, because there is no Roya, according to Rav Shimon, who Shmuel is going according to. Now the Lishna Achrina comes ahead and tries to answer the original question in a different way. The Gemara started off that Yehud were talking about Avudim, but we're going according to Rabbanan at that point. That said, that by Chatos, if you find a Karav Pesach before the Kapara, it's also Raya. And we had a Kasha that it's Karav Shlomim by Pesach. So you could have said that Shmuel holds that it's not Tali in Zman Chatzai, it's Tali in Zman Shchita. That's what you could have said it was Pshat and Shmuel. That's what it tries to say. Lishta Achrina. V'ilu, this part of the kasha, v'ilu v'pesach, heichet o'ovim v'nitzach ha'tzoyis, k'ayim shchita yekav shlomim. So our answer is, Shmuel k'rabba s'vile, doma shchita z'kava. But the kasha is obvious on this, this doesn't work. Because Rav Yechonon, that's Rav Yechonon holds. The v'avrik, the v'avrik, the k'ar Rav Yechonon, Allah, ain't that pesach k'rav shlomim el shimtzach ha'shchita. The only time k'rav shlomim is only if it was found ach ha'shchita. Ava k'oidim shchita, loikos, dochui, alma shchita k'ava. Mechlav, Shmuel is arguing on that. Mechlal de Shmuel Savar Chatzos Kaveh. Yot Chatzos is Kaveh. So therefore, you have to say another pshat. So the Gemara is going to continue now with the same exact Gemara as we just had. El Shmuel Karebi Svirle. Doma Avuda Lemisa Ozla. That it goes to Misa even before Kapara. Freit the Gemara. Va Kol Avuda Rebbe Meisim Vil Pesach Heicher De Ava Kaim Chatzos Misa Chatzos Raya. If you find it before Chatzos, it's Raya. Zok the Gemara, Kosava Koidim Chatzos Lav Avadu, and it's talking about Avad. And the Gemara goes further. It's supposed to have a Chulu. And the Gemara says further, The Gemara's kasha, like Gemara says, like Rav Yishia, you have fish too. Gemara says no. Dear by Pesach at Shlomim, Gemara says oh, going like Rav Shimon. Well, Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon holds always meisos, and we take out the roya part of it, and we end off. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the chatzos kaveya and not shchita kaveya. The kasava chatzos kaveya is the end of the Gemara right before the stachrin. Look, kamashlon. It's supposed to say kamashlon. Kamashlon chatzos kaveya. That's the final halacha, and the Gemara just basically slugs up second pshat and sticks with the first pshat.